This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Chief Tasker, Matty Glab, pleased to be joined on the line right now by the founder and managing editor of SpotTrack. It's about team salaries, players' contracts, and the finances that go into the player side of professional sports. Mike, thanks for coming on with us. Steve and Matty, how you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Well, guess what happened yesterday about 15 seconds before we went off the air? Mahomes signs a 10-year extension. Can you give us some highlights or some, you know, some intricacies of this contract? What makes it special besides a 10-year term?
Yeah, exactly. So the $450 million says enough. $477 over 12 years. This is a real big boy contract. This is no joke. If you just look at the nuts and bolts of this to start, it looks like a typical standard extension that has an out after 3 years, like every other quarterback contract. That is not the case. This thing is loaded with early vesting guarantees. I mean, some of these things vest 2 years early. So, you know, the Chiefs are all in. There's really not a logical place over the course of the next 12 years where the Chiefs can say, we're getting out of this and releasing Patrick Mahomes. If he wants to stay on this contract, he can get all $477 million, and there's not too much the Chiefs can do about it. There's a full no-trade clause. Like I said, early vesting options. He can even get hurt this year, and he's still going to get paid $140 million, which is 5 years of this contract. There's so much player control. This is unprecedented for the NFL.
When you were looking at this contract and reading through it for the first time and those initial numbers and clauses came out, from someone who looks at contracts regularly, what was your initial reaction when you read through all of this?
First of all, I had to get off the softball field because I was coaching my daughter and I started getting pings on my watch. So I had to run and take a look at this thing from a spreadsheet standpoint. I had the same reaction that I just laid out, because generally I'm kind of predetermined to think that there's going to be a point in time where this thing cuts off and the player loses the control. I was shocked to find that wasn't the case, and it took me really all night, and I did a kind of a video breakdown to understand how these bonuses kind of precede themselves. He's going to make a ton of money, and really the other point of this, and it should be made, is the first 3 years of this contract are not impressive. They are low in terms of a quarterback contract. $63 million over the next 3 years, that's $21 million a year. I mean, that's Teddy Bridgewater, if we're looking at those kind of numbers. So the Chiefs and Mahomes agreed to sort of be team-friendly over the next 3 years because they know what kind of window they're in. They know they can win this thing a couple of times, and they want to be able to maintain and continue to grow over the next 3 years. 2023 gets really fun when you're talking $40 million of cash and cap, but that's also when the TV contracts kick in. So it's aligned with how the NFL looks over the next couple of years, and it's certainly a lot of money for Mahomes.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Does this leave the Chiefs a way to build a roster around Mahomes and maintain it? Certainly it does for the next 3 years, as you mentioned, and that's when Mahomes should be coming into his prime, and although he's already won the MVP and Super Bowl MVP, so whatever his prime's going to be, it can't be much better than it's already been. But for the next handful of years, they should be still be able to keep the guys around him that have made them great.
No question about it. I mean, the restructure of Sammy Watkins surprised a lot of people. I think a lot of people thought Watkins was going to be out the door. But when they restructured him, it was an absolute power move to say, we want to maintain as much of this team as possible. The franchise tag on Chris Jones, the restructure of Watkins, and now this 12-year contract. It's just evidence that the Chiefs don't want to be anybody else but who they are right now. That's going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of moving parts, and fitting Chris Jones, that monster defensive tackle, into his own contract alongside of this is going to be difficult. But they've done the homework here. Like I said, the structure of the Mahomes deal allows for a three-year window to at least play and use some finicky cap work. And then after that, it gets really fun.
So let's get into the nuts and bolts of this contract. What are some benefits and downfalls for both sides? You've already pointed out a few on each side, including the 3 years initially. That is more team friendly than anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of cash after 2022. That things really start to get crazy. I mean, if you just look at 2027 and nothing else, it's $60 million of cash and cap. He's going to make $60 million in base salary and $60 million against the cap as long as there's not a restructure there. So anybody who asked me the question, when is this contract going to be restructured, or when is Mahomes going to want to get out of it, it's after that year. Because anytime somebody wants to pay you $60 million, you accept that, and then you talk about a new contract after that. There's just a lot to it. I mean, the roster bonuses are gigantic. They're bigger than I've ever seen on an NFL contract. He still gets workout bonuses, which I think is hysterical. You know, this is just how the Chiefs operate. They always give workout bonuses. But to give a guy $450 million, but also have to give him money to come and work out, to me is just hysterical. So there's little intricacies like that. But to kind of make a more global point, I'm not sure if this resets the NFL contract market like maybe a lot of people are saying it will. This to me feels like an anomaly. It feels like one of those things that's just going to sit out there. It's going to exist. Patrick Mahomes is going to be this special player on the field, and he's going to have this special contract that's built just for him. Certainly everybody else is going to slide up. Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, those numbers are going to have to slide up now. But I don't think this is going to be a next man up scenario where the next, you know, above average quarterback has to pass $45 million a year.
So give us a name from another sport that had a contract like this. Would it be the Dave Winfield contract back with the Yankees, or would it be the Bobby Bonilla contract where he's still getting paid now? Is there another anomaly contract you can point to in another sport?
Yeah, the Winfield one's a good one because it was precedent setting back in the day. So that really drove the baseball league forward and put them in the mess they got into the last decade or so. But in terms of active contracts, it almost perfectly aligns with Mike Trout. In fact, I'd be remiss to say that's not where his agent, Lee Steinberg, Patrick Mahomes' agents, went to for this negotiation, because you can kind of see the parallels in how these two players are for their sports, right? Mahomes and Trout are sort of stand atop the mountain of their respective sport, and now their contracts look a lot alike, and they're both on track for $500 million of career earnings. So it's going to be neat to see these two players in their respective sports sort of hopefully achieve their goals on the field, but also financially speaking, they're tied at the hip as well.
Beyond the Chiefs, who are the biggest winners and losers of this deal?
It's a great question. Everybody else in that division, of course, who has to deal with this guy now for the unforeseeable future. The biggest winner is every quarterback. And I can't even put other positions in this conversation, because this now separates the quarterback so much from everybody else. The losers may be those middle to lower positions in the NFL. I mean, it was already getting bad for, you know, non-pass rushing linebackers, for safeties to some degree, certainly for running backs and tight ends. Those are the positions that are really going to be affected. And the middle class of the NFL now is probably in trouble, because the gap is now between $610,000 and $45 million. That's the gap in contracts now in the NFL. So it's going to be very hard to negotiate an $8 to $9 million contract for a 34-year-old player who's just trying to stick in the league. To me, you're going to see a lot more players down in the $1 to $2 million mark on those veteran benefit contracts. But we'll see. Like I said, this feels like an anomaly, but the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones may come up and give Dak Prescott something that looks just like this, and we'd all have to just clap our hands and say, here we go.
Right. And I was going to ask you about the rest of these quarterbacks too. Is there anything about, and the numbers are the numbers, and you can, and these guys are going to look at each other in the, you know, the club's going to hold up a handful of statistics for this comparison, and the player will hold up a different set of numbers for comparison to each other. But is there anything about this contract and its structure, like the guarantees or the term of it perhaps is one thing, but is there anything about this contract that other quarterbacks won't have to, is trend setting in that respect, aside from the fact that it's $450 million bucks, Is there something about this structure, this contract, that other quarterbacks would love to copy?
Well, because of the early guarantees that I talked about, how those bonuses kick in 1 to 2 years early, like I said, this essentially, for practical purposes, is a $477 million fully guaranteed contract. That's unprecedented. The last fully guaranteed contract we saw for a quarterback that really was worth any weight was Kirk Cousins, who did that on a free agent contract with Minnesota. So now we've gone from 3 years to 12 years of guaranteed money. To me, that's what could be trendsetting. That's what quarterbacks should be relying on. So when you're talking about Prescott and Watson, who are next up here for quarterback contracts, they don't want 12 years. They want 3 to 4 years because they know they're not getting $500 million. They're getting something much more reasonable. So they want to be able to re-up their contracts in 3 years when the TV money comes in and the NFL looks completely different than it does right now. But those 3 to 4 years that they're looking for, now there's a precedence to say, well, if the Chiefs could guarantee 12 years for Patrick Mahomes, then you guys can certainly guarantee 3 to 4 years for me. It's going to be a tall order, but there's precedence now to do that with Kirk Cousins having a 3-year guarantee and Mahomes now on a 12.
Josh Allen is someone who's going to be looking for a new deal if 2020 goes the way that it should, if he makes a step forward that he needs to in his game. So what type of deal could he be looking at in regards to what he's deserving of if he plays better than he did last season with how this whole Patrick Mahomes deal looks?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure production is going to matter too much because we kind of know who Josh Allen is now from a multi-talented standpoint. It's about winning. And let's be frank, that's why this contract for Mahomes looks like it does. It's because he took them to the finish line, and there's reason to believe he can do it again. So obviously these guys can all play well. That's why they're QB1s in this league right now. The benefit that Josh Allen has, and it's something Mahomes has as well, Mahomes is benefiting from the fact that Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson also need contracts right now. Josh Allen's going to have that. If we assume Sam Darnold takes a step forward and Baker Mayfield takes his step forward, and we kind of know what Lamar Jackson looks like, if all of those guys are in contract negotiations together, it's going to be a next man up on those four contracts. That's going to be very good news for whoever wins the most in 2020 or 2021, and that's really what it's going to come down to. Josh Allen's base evaluation right now is already $30 million, and that's before this Mahomes contract. So to me, that's the starting point for any of these contracts we're talking about. And look, if Prescott and Watson get $39 and $40 million respectively, like I think they will, then that's essentially where Josh Allen's going to live with another winning season. If he's the best quarterback of this crop in 2020, we're going to be looking at Deshaun Watson's contract and saying that's exactly what's going to happen with Josh Allen.
We're talking to Mike Jannetty, founder and managing editor of SpotTrack. What's the backside, though, for the quarterbacks? I mean, is Cam Newton and his contract a little bit of a cautionary tale? I mean, once you hit the end of it or you falter in any way, all of a sudden nobody wants you, and you sign a minimum deal and laced with incentives.
It's a great point, Steve, and it speaks to that middle class I was talking about. When you fall out of favor, when you're Andy Dalton and you're Cam Newton and you're Joe Flacco, of course, and you instantly fall out of favor, you drop right down to that middle class, which, like I'm saying, if they wait long enough, if teams wait out those players, which can get all the way down to the minimum salary, which is done with Cam Newton, it's crazy that he's at $1.75 million this year because it could be the best value in all of sports, even surpassing some of these rookie contracts. But that is the fall that's happening when you lose your spot at the top of the list. Cam Newton was an MVP candidate in 2018, 18 months before he was released out of Carolina. So that's part of it. When the mountain is this tall, you can also fall pretty far pretty quickly. So we're going to see a lot more of that. And oh, by the way, if these rookie contracts keep working out so well for the quarterbacks, it's going to be harder to sign these veterans to these long-term deals as it is.
We're not sure what the NFL is going to look like this season, if there's going to be fans in the stands or not. If there's no fans, hey, that's going to play a big part on the revenue and the cap. What's your take on how the cap may look the next few years if there's no fans or only 20% fans or something like that? Are they going to have to borrow? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, your latter point is exactly right. Everything I'm hearing from the people who are a lot smarter than me say that the NFL and the NBA are going to kind of work simultaneously to make sure that they can plateau the current situation. So for the NFL, that means keeping the 198 salary cap into 2021 rather than going lower to account for losses. They can take those losses and they can push those down the road a little bit, maybe 3-4 years when we know the money's going to be big. And this is all going to come back to them very quickly. But maintaining that stability on the salary cap is going to be very important for both the NFL and the NBA in order to really keep the integrity of these contracts intact.
Mike, thanks a lot for this. We appreciate it. I know you're busy on a day like today, but thanks for taking some time for us.
My pleasure, guys. Stay safe, everybody.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.